You're tuned in to 103.7 here on your Independence Day. 70 degrees at our studios in Halley for your Friday morning. Mark Halverson in studio with me.
Yeah, good morning, little Dad and Doss, 4th of July here on WWIB. Yeah. We could strike up the music. There we go, our usual bed that I use in the mornings and something you like to do for your Ragamuffin gospel readings, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the old Brennan Manning instrumental.
Uh-huh.
That's how I think of it these days, at least.
Yeah, well.
Well, this morning, speaking of, you know, things we both share on our respective airtime, we're doing a little Today in History.
We are. For starters, it was just kind of the way we've kind of, we're kind of in the midst of renaming this from Best 5 Minutes of the Day, so we're looking for something. It's usually what's on Mark's mind, and today it is puppies.
Interesting.
Because our little mini poodle darling, your sister Evelyn's dog, gave birth to 4 amazing little puppies yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just getting updates throughout the day. My mom, your wife, being so attentive with her and making sure the process all went very well. And I wouldn't know where to start doing something like that.
I know. Yeah. She had her sister-in-law, her sister, actually, Laura.
Your sister-in-law.
If not a vet, you know, right up on the brink of that.
Yeah.
And so, kind of walking her through the process from birth one and the subsequent. Do you know the names?
The names, I do. I believe the names that were chosen out were Honey, Crumb, Pickle, and Olive.
And the birth order, Honey, Crumb, Pickle, and Olive, and apparently it was, the coloring is, now, darling herself, how would you describe this little miniature poodle?
Like a tan.
Okay.
Like a caramel
color. All right,
color.
A caramel color. All right, and Wesley's the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and so he's all black.
Yeah.
And so basically, 3 of the girls are black, and
the boy.
One of them is brown.
Is brown,
yeah. The boy is brown. So, and it's kind of what they call the Halvo order of girl, boy, girl, girl.
Yeah. So,
all right, give us the names one more time.
The names. Well, in that order, I think it was Olive, Honey, Crumb, and Pickle.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be challenged to know who's who, for sure.
Well, I think Honey is the boy.
Okay.
Because Darling is like a term of affection, and Honey is also like a different term of affection, but also like the...
So I kind of thought we'd throw it out to the listeners this morning in terms of birth stories. America turns 249 today.
True.
We just had a birth in our home yesterday with our little puppies. What's a favorite birth story you've got? Okay, so I don't know. Give it a try. 715-396-1670. We're always interactive here on the Wood Wake Up Show, even on holidays.
Mm.
So speaking of which, are we ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right, for the Today in History segment. July 4th, 1776. We got to lower one music to bring up the other then. Yeah, in Philadelphia, the birthplace of the United States of America, the Continental Congress adopting the Declaration of Independence, proclaiming Britain's 13 colonies to be free. And also, July 4th, 1939.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Lou Gehrig, baseball's Iron Horse, said farewell to his fans at New York's Yankee Stadium. Gehrig, afflicted with a degenerative disease that eventually bears his name, died 2 years later. You know, a story that means a lot to me in my time here at WWIB has to do with Lou Gehrig's disease. Maybe sometime this morning I can unpack that.
That'd be interesting, I think, in that honor of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So played in 2,130 consecutive games, a streak that was later surpassed by Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. playing in about 2,630, about 500 more.
Man.
Consecutive games. So. And then we close it out with just a thought here, devotionally. So I'll tell you what, I'll read the verse. I'll give you the passage from Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room. It's John 13:11. For he knew who would betray him. That was why he said, not all of you are clean. So handing it off here, Doss. Go right ahead.
Sounds good.
John 13:11.
13:11. The passage here reads...
Yeah, I just read the verse, so you got the... Yeah, go ahead.
I've always struggled to make sense of Judas the betrayer. He was angry and greedy, so he made a deal with the religious leaders to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. I often wonder, was Judas beyond redemption? Here is the heart of my struggle. I, too, have betrayed Jesus in my words, thoughts, and actions. One example stands out clearly in my mind. A Buddhist coworker asked me if I'd been reading anything, and I said no because I was embarrassed. Ironically, I was reading a book titled Jesus the Evangelist by Richard Phillips. Evan Peter The Rock would betray Jesus just a few hours later. So why did Jesus say, not all of you're clean? Perhaps Judas did not understand the meaning behind Jesus' life and impending death. Maybe he did not understand Jesus' reason for coming, or that his cleaning, his cleansing, was essential to eternal life. Matthew's gospel tells us that Judas changed his mind, brought the silver back to the chief priests and elders, and said, I've betrayed innocent blood. I often wonder if Judas was repentant, or at least hoped he was. The text does not make it clear. God knows, regardless, I have a hard time accepting that Judas was beyond redemption. How about you? Do you understand what Jesus has done for you? How many times you have betrayed him by how you've treated others? Have you ever failed to lovingly represent him? How often has your greed or self-centeredness driven your life? Regardless, you are not beyond redemption. His forgiveness remains complete. Jesus, help me to know that I am never beyond your salvation and that no sin is so great that I cannot be cleansed. Teach me to rely daily upon your purifying grace. Remind me that I cannot do it on my own. Amen.
Yeah, from John 13:11, and talking about Judas, and as we close it out, it reminded me of a song I played yesterday on the show from Sidewalk Prophets called You Love Me Anyway. And one of the lyrics in that song, it goes like this. I am the thorn in your crown, but you love me anyway. I am the sweat from your brow, but you love me anyway. I am the nail in your wrist, but you love me anyway. I am Judas's kiss, but you love me anyway. That we too, you know, we often look so down on Judas, but that the idea, except for the grace of God, there goes each one of us. So.
Absolutely.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, 4th of July. If you have a birth story, we want to hear it on this 249th birthday of America. 715-396-1670. Yeah, kind of a concise birth story. And a radio appropriate one on WIB.
Certainly, certainly.
Hey guys, this is Mike up in Barron. One of the best dogs I've ever had. Well, I've had purebred dogs that didn't turn out the best, but one of the best I've ever had was a stray dog. And we just found her wandering around and took her in, and we could see her ribs and everything. And then we started to feed her, and she was a great dog. She was so hungry, she was pulling hot pans off of the stove, and we had to keep her tied up whenever we were cooking until she got some meat on her bones. Then when she did get some meat on her bones, she was pregnant and ended up having 5 puppies. So that was a education for the children, too. So that worked out really well. But that was in years past. Have a good 4th.
Well, as I said before, multiple birthdays happening today. I mean, if you heard the birthday segment, you know there are quite a few. Notably, it is America's birthday, of course. But we're going to be discussing someone else whose birthday falls on July 4th as well. And feels pretty significant, too, considering just how many this person has had.
I told you I am fascinated by who is the oldest person in the world. And now this Michigan woman may not be the oldest, but Michigan's oldest resident and the 3rd oldest in the U.S., turning 114 today. Dawson, who is she?
Yeah, she's Benita Gibson. Credits her longevity to eating potatoes, which she and her husband used to farm, and staying positive.
So the keys, she's saying, are eat potatoes and stay positive.
Apparently. In Kansas, Gibson grew up in Missouri and later moved to Idaho.
Well, that makes sense with the potato love. She moved to Michigan, where her grandson lives. When she was 102, she moved.
That's crazy. At what point do you settle down, Benita? I don't know. This year, she planned to celebrate her birthday and America's at a local 4th of July parade. If you live to be that old, what do you think you're up to?
I mean, wow. I mean, you're trying to golf under your age, I guess.
And thinking, you know, as it is America's birthday, too, just how much of that history that you've lived through.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'd have seen, is that both World Wars? Yeah.
114. I mean, today is, right, so you were born in 1911.
Yeah. So you probably remember both wars. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, World War One. She was a little kid.
Yeah, 1914. Yeah. Man. No, I can't put myself in that headspace. I definitely... At what point are you old enough where you're not going to move anymore? I just hope she wasn't the one responsible for getting the furniture where it needed to go.
Exactly. Speaking of food, this is what was left to us today. Of course, you were here when you got to meet Jamie Jamgosian yesterday. How was that?
Wonderful lady. Yeah. She's so, so cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got to cross paths with her. And I'm super glad she managed to make it to the station and meet all of us. Glad we got to get her on the air.
I got to say, I was in the the cat place downtown Eau Claire, the cat boutique.
The cafe?
Yeah, I went in there.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you know, my mom's allergic to cats, so over the years, and apparently she's gotten better, but she used to have to get like 7 shots because she was allergic to cats.
That's crazy.
So I'm not the biggest cat lover, and I was afraid that going into that cat boutique cafe was going to be just like cats everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that way at all.
Okay.
It's a regular cafe, but you can pay to go into the room.
Oh.
And I talked with her. Well, she's going to be featured on an upcoming Chippewa Valley this week at some point.
That's cool.
And she told me that they have adopted, through that, partnering with the Humane Society, they've adopted out more than 200 cats.
Wow, 200?
And the other day, they had like 17 kitties you could go into this room and just kind of love on.
So that's a place that you can go and like adopt cats from that spot?
You can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's so cool. As long as we're telling cat stories, I went to go see an artist that I really like last month.
Yeah.
And he told a story about being on the road on tour and being at a hotel that was next to a building that was full of an abandoned building that was full of cats.
Uh-huh.
And going and seeing all of them. And there was like a colony of cats. And he saw a report that building was going to get demolished. So he went across the country to that place, collected all those cats, and then he said, if you want one of those cats, we're trying to find homes for all of them.
Huh.
So if you have experience with cats, my girlfriend is running the merchandise stand after the show. You can come and talk to her, and we'll get things sorted out, and we'll work out this cat getting sent to you. And I thought that was wild, but very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Cats.
Well, that kind of took up the segment, so.
That's fair.
And we'll do headlines next, but at some point, maybe after 7:30, we'll talk briefly about...
I did tease what we were supposed to be talking about.
And it'll still come up, but after 7:30 this morning, which is, what did you tease?
I teased that it's America's birthday, but we were talking about a place that we spent a little time that was very far away from America and we were going to compare.
Having said that, I think we both, you know, mild cases at least of ADHD, and so, you know, we can get off track. But people, I think a lot of folks who are public have ADHD because it's kind of interesting to see the squirrels they chase after.
Yeah.
So
we
chased after dogs and cats
That's exactly right. Coming out of the weather, we said we'd talk a little bit about the comparison between the U.S. of A., the home both of us were born into, and a place we temporarily called home, that being Liberia, West Africa.
How did my one prayer for you kids, I've said this many times, moving there, and again, like 16, you know, and the different ages you had, right? 16, 15, 13, and 11.
You'd remember better than me.
Just like that. Well, 2016.
Yeah.
But basically, my one prayer is that you come back thankful. What about a deeper gratitude?
Yeah.
Did you?
One of the things that I've said every time people have asked me about my time in Liberia is I am so grateful I got to spend that time in that place.
It would have been your freshman and sophomore year of college.
My freshman and sophomore year
of high
school. I am so lucky to get that level of perspective at that point in my life. I feel like in 2016, you know, big year, but it felt like it was when I was starting to open my eyes. I had just graduated middle school. I felt like I was an adult for the first time in my life, becoming that point more and more. And it was something I was still getting my footing on. So in such a important feeling point in my life to get such a perspective on how vast the world is, how different things can be in a different place, and how much we have in the place that I've spent so much of my life, how much of that is not a guarantee, but a privilege, felt so substantial. And I wouldn't trade that time for anything.
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, I've had 6 different trips to Liberia. Peggy's well into the 20s. And she'll take another one in September, Lord willing, for 3 weeks. But the fact of the matter is, I think that those two different times going for like a whole school year.
Yeah.
But I always come away going desperate. Same planet, different world.
Yeah.
And I guess even on this 4th of July, think of America as two sides of a coin.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of times you've got different people who we can celebrate the freedoms and celebrate many things that are wonderful here.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there's another side of the coin, and there's another thing in terms of our responsibility,
yeah.
And I think that it's not just all great.
Yeah.
You know, so there is a variety of other things that I don't need to get into, but I mean, I think the reality is, mm-hmm. I think always, I say this many times, I mean, live with, you know, you're only as joyful as you are grateful, so be
sure.
Grateful, count your blessings. But also, I think we need to own our responsibility, too.
Just going over some of the time that we had in Liberia, just some of the things that it felt like, you know, to live without those things that you take for granted so easily, to not have running water always on hand, to not have electricity always on hand.
Sure.
To need to go down a disastrously, potholed and tarnished dirt road to get out of the house, to get any sort of groceries or other materials out there in the world. And those are just the things that came to mind for me. I can't imagine, you know, in your position, in mom's position, having kids, having jobs at that time. I was just trying to make my way through school and survive, much less, you know, living your life in the way that you did. What things stood out to you looking back on that time?
I guess I've given this answer before, but it always comes down to this. And again, I'm trying to remember the exact wording. But living in Liberia was, it's simple, but it's difficult. Mm-hmm. Living in America is easy, but it's complicated.
Yeah.
I say that simple. I mean, just sort of basic living where
you get your day-to-day.
Yes, it is a day-to-day existence. And Liberians taught me to have a deeper gratitude that you're alive another day. And I thought about it as I woke up this morning. God gave us a new day. I think Americans expect that, it seems to me. Whereas, and I never saw a food pantry in Liberia. I mean, it just is like you're glad to get a daily meal.
Yeah.
We had a friend who lived in Nigeria for a couple of years, Jill, and she used the term of easy land. And it's easy, but it's complicated. Mm-hmm. I mean, here you got insurance and investments and all sorts of things of responsibilities here that it is complicated in American life. So, I don't know, that's the way I would compare it here on this 4th of July.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, while we're mentioning it as well, mentioning Liberia's ties to America. If you're not aware, Liberia was founded by freed American slaves.
Right.
There was this, you know, question of what place those people had in the country that had wronged them so severely, whether they would stay there or whether they needed a place of their own. So they had the opportunity to either stay or go. And those that went left for Liberia, in which they tried to model their government in many ways off of the one that they had left in the States.
Monrovia, named after American President James Monroe.
Monroe, that's right, yeah.
But yes, they have, and they had tried to follow that as much as possible. So anyhow, those are some thoughts here on 4th of July. If you have some thoughts about what you love or appreciate about America, we welcome that as well. Here, final part of the show between now and 9, 715-396-1670.
It is America's birthday, and with the birth of the puppies just yesterday, we were asking some people if they had any birth stories. Here's one from a listener.
Keith in Owen.
Yes, from Keith in Owen.
Good morning, Mark and Dawson. I will share a birth story about my middle son, Adam, when he was born. That after he was born, it was kind of funny in a way because he's screaming and yelling, but his eyes are so wide open. And I always tell people the look on his face was like, what just happened? And as he's screaming, all of a sudden Vicky spoke and said, hey, what's going on? You know, what's this all about? And as soon as she spoke, he quit crying. And I said, or, you know, later on that, I mean, she talked all the time because she ran her own daycare. And when she was playing with the kids, she was talking. When she'd do mouse-recite.
Jordan Wells, Let the Church Sing. Just before that tune, technical difficulty. Keith's story got cut off. Sorry about that, Keith. We'll head back into the second half of the story he was telling there before heading into a brief break from the tunes.
Because she ran her own daycare. And when she was playing with the kids, she was talking. When she was she'd do mousercise with them. She would read them stories. So, I mean, he always heard her. But anyway, the doctor was Dr. Carroll at the time. He goes, boy, he recognizes that voice. And I spoke up and I said, well, I don't know how he couldn't. She's always talking. And I mean, it was kind of a funny moment. But, yeah, just to see the look on his face. But, yeah, doctor gave him to her then. And he just settled right down after that. And it was kind of an awesome memory. But it was always a funny story. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, Keith.
All right. Well, again, it's that time of the week. Caleb usually gives this intro, which is just like, we know you lead busy lives. Mm. And so we aggregate the headlines for you and present them to you on the 4th of July. And here we go, the father-son edition. People living almost 250 years ago risked their lives to launch this country. So each July 4th, Americans turn their attention to what that day truly represents. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
And competitive eating contests.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Today is July 4th.
The anniversary of the day Americans broke away from England for the right to choose their own destiny, set their own course, and fawn over each royal new baby.
Mm. All right.
Burger King in Japan has unveiled an $18 sandwich that has 5 burger patties, 4 slices of bacon, and 4 slices of cheddar cheese.
In America, we call that an appetizer.
Wow.
Land of the free. A study concludes that if you can't resist to eat... A study concludes that if you can't resist the urge to pet your cat, the cat has the least objection if you pet it between the eyes and ears.
But in reality, the only affection a cat feels is for the can opener.
Sad but true.
A study finds Boston has the worst drivers.
Driving in Boston is so dangerous, even your GPS says, you're on your own, buddy. The reviews for the newest Jurassic dinosaur movie aren't that great.
T-Rex gave it 2 tiny arms down.
Scathing.
Yeah, that's bad. And finally, researchers say that very old people think that whatever they enjoy doing is the reason that they've lived so long.
Yeah. I made it to 105 because not a day goes by that I don't drive slowly in the passing lane and complain about the government.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. We did talk about a... Michigan woman who turned 114 and she credited potatoes and positivity.
I use those too.
Yeah.
If I'm 105, how old does that make you?
Yeah, I'm up there.
Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't be bragging about how I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
My dad is still sticking around.
Well, it was saying hypothetically.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm not actually 105.
No, you're not.
I hate to lie.
Going on 24 this month, though.
Going on 24. Yeah, I just realized this morning that my birthday is around the corner. I always lose track of time during this time of year. 73 degrees at our studios in Halley, slowly warming up on a summer's day. I'm glad to see that we don't have rain in the forecast. Earlier this week, it looked like that might be the case, but of course, you don't want to see that for your 4th of July, so things turned out nice.
We did get this message from Julie on the listener line, Julie Minen, 396-1670. She says, hey, Mark and Dawson, tomorrow, Saturday the 5th of July, is our 22nd anniversary, Randy and Julie Minen. And she says, I always say my husband celebrated his independence one day and lost it the next.
That's pretty good, Julie. As requested, the battle hymn of the Republic will serve as the backing track to some fun facts about the 4th of July that I think you might not have known. A little late to the parade, July 4th was actually not deemed a federal holiday until 1870, nearly 100 years after the nation was founded. The Declaration of Independence was actually written on a laptop. Okay, it wasn't a modern laptop, but still, Thomas Jefferson drafted the Declaration of Independence on a writing desk that could fit over one's lap. The device was referred to at the time as a laptop. The average age of the signers was 45 years old. Of the 56 signers, the youngest signers, Thomas Lynch Jr. and Edward Rutledge of South Carolina, were only 26. However, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania was the oldest signer at 70 years old. There's something written on the back of the Declaration of Independence, and no, it's not a treasure map written in invisible ink. According to the History Channel, a simple message is written upside down across the bottom of the signed document that reads, Original Declaration of Independence, dated July 4th, 1776. According to the same article, no one knows who wrote this or when, but it was believed to have been added as a label during the years of the Revolutionary War when parchments were frequently rolled up for transport. Americans will enjoy 150 million hot dogs during July 4th, according to the National Sausage and Hot Dog Council. That's the NHDSC. Americans are expected to eat 150 million hot dogs over the 4th of July holiday. This is part of an estimated 7 billion that are expected to be eaten during the summer season from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Finally, we didn't actually declare independence on the 4th of July. It's one of the greatest misconceptions that the 4th of July lies in the name and the date. It is widely believed that America declared its independence from Britain on July 4th. However, the official vote actually took place 2 days before, and the declaration was published in papers on July 4th. Speaking of misconceptions, it's said that King George III called it a day of no importance in his personal diary. And one final bonus tidbit, actually in looking up for this segment, I learned that that is actually a myth. NPR discovered 5 years ago that King George never kept a diary, and the myth stemmed from an actual diary entry of King Louis XVI of France from 1789, unfortunately undoing that retrospective, I told you so.
Well, it is time for the best of the week on WWIB. Now, an apology up front, because something that dominated the week was our trivia contest. It started Tuesday three times, and we were at it again on Wednesday. And we were at it again on Thursday, and we didn't come up with a winner until the end of the day on Thursday, and all the hints and clues had piled up. But somehow yesterday's podcast, unfortunately, we weren't able to carry that out. So I don't have necessarily the winner. The winner was Beth and Eau Claire, who properly identified the camp that I attended. We'll share that at the end of this Best of the Week. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. He's back from China with his wife and children. Drew Fralick, our stand-up comic pastor friend in outside of Detroit, where some are saying the Tigers the best team in baseball. So there you go, Drew. Welcome back.
It's a wonderful situation to come back to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you were telling me you were having some problems with your phone. We were able to reach you 1 week before you went on stage a couple weeks ago, not last week. So when you have a problem in China, do you call it a first world or a third world problem? So anyhow, what's on my mind this morning is being from Milwaukee, the tragedy of the death of Kendall Corder. He was a Milwaukee police officer for 6 years, and he was shot late Thursday night after 9 o'clock. He and his 29-year-old partner, his partner survived, but Kendall, after being in critical condition, died over the weekend, 32 years old. And I don't know, this one just seemed to hit differently. Certainly it is always, I think might have been in part because the officers didn't even get off a shot. And speaking of McDonald, happy 20th wedding anniversary to Seth and Tracy Smisky today. So saw that on Facebook. Happy anniversary to them. During my days growing up, name the particular type of camp that I went to.
So what kind of camp, what type of camp did Halville go to when he was a youngin'? Mm-hmm. He was a youngster.
Yeah.
There you go. Simple enough. Your chance to win those OneFest tickets courtesy of A&W. And again, Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Kanat. Incorrect answer is not Bible camp, Boy Scout camp, not Camp Kenwood, band camp, swimming camp, art camp, archery camp, sleepaway camp, football camp, drama camp, chess camp, YMCA camp, golf camp, 4-H camp, FCA camp, baseball camp. Yeah. I have already mentioned basketball camp. Family camp, sailing camp, journalism camp, or STEM camp. Those were all incorrect guesses. Uh-huh. A lot of great guesses.
Well, less than 4 hours to Summer Smiles number 2.
Looking forward to it. The weather looks wonderful. And meet us at Culver's. We'll actually be not too far away from the station, Culver's of Lake Halley. And should be a wonderful time. All sorts of things to give away. And, of course, your opportunity to support Hope Village. So hopefully you'll consider that if you're able. But we just want you to come on out and have a great time with us.
Today's number is 9,000. That's the age of the oldest piece of, somebody found a piece of chewing gum that was 9,000. Okay, whatever. The chewing gum was found in Finland, and it was stuck to somebody's shoes, I bet you. Go the best of the week on WWIB, and what was not there, the audio of Beth winning yesterday. She was her first caller after 8:45 to correctly identify that it was foreign policy camp. Yeah, that's what I got the recommendation. So whoever heard of that?
What have you remembered from foreign policy camp? What stands out from
I remember I went. It was at UW Whitewater. It's hard to really, you know, specific, but there are different sessions on, you know, some of the hot spots around the day. And if you had foreign policy camp now, you'd have something on the Middle East and something about Ukraine.
Sure. Should I take it as some sort of message that you never suggested that me or any of my sisters go to foreign policy camp?
Don't take it at all.
All right.
I was glad I went, and I was thank you for the scholarship.
You thought that you could just teach us about foreign policy.
Mr. Tom Rondeau.
Yourself, after having gone.
You know, it's great to have great teachers. I had one in Mr. Rondeau, and so get impacted. Hopefully you had some great teachers along the way, too.
I think you're my greatest teacher.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
And the greatest radio announcer and the greatest dad.
All right. Now he's laying it on thick. You're looking for a 4th of July prize, or it's because your birthday's 18 days away.
Oh, is it 18 days away?
That's what it is.
That's interesting.